Despite all the life-saving advancements in treating pediatric cancer, about 20% of patients still die every year.
Sydney was the cutest little princess, but not prissy.
Nick loved to play music. He loved to go to concerts. He loved to play the guitar. And he and his
Chase played football, and he had dreams of playing college football. And we believe he was.
That was Tasha Ives, Wendy Avery, Tracy Bailey. They're among the parents who have faced the reality that treatment isn't always a cure, even at top institutions like St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Caregivers there are now focusing on a recovery process for the living. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports.
When a child dies, parents often feel paralyzed, unable to return to everyday life.
You almost become incapable of looking for your own help and knowing where to look and what to do, or even knowing exactly what you need.
Wendy Avery's 15-year-old son Nick died in 2006 at St. Jude after an 8-month battle with acute myeloid leukemia. Outliving a child presents some painful uncertainties. How to deal with holidays, birthdays that pass without the honoree, or even talking openly about death.
Who do you tell it to anyway that's going to want to listen without either being freaked out or crying themselves? And so another bereaved parent gets it.
Almost a decade ago, Avery helped launch a mentorship network at St. Jude designed to help moms and dads with their own recoveries. Parents coping with a more recent death are partnered with others who've had at least a couple of years to heal. They offer insight into the grief journey and, most importantly, an outlet to talk. Avery has since mentored dozens of people, including Tracy Bailey, whose 16-year-old son Chase died in 2015.
Some days I cried. Some days I just felt like I couldn't go another day. And I'd reach out to Wendy, and she would just delicately remind me that the grieving process was difficult.
Bailey is now a mentor to others.
We don't have all the answers, but we do have the ability to walk alongside these parents that have lost their children like we have, and just to offer comfort and love.
Bereavement services are a newer area of emphasis for hospitals. While some institutions offer support groups or checkup phone calls, St. Jude's mentorship program draws from its extended community who've wrestled with loss in similar ways. Dr. Justin Baker, the head of palliative care at St. Jude, says about 150 patients die each year. Hospitals that once had no plan in place to address these wounds are now doing so as part of the healing process.
By bringing it up, we're not hurting them in any way. It's by not bringing it up, by not allowing them to participate in these kinds of activities, that we are really causing them harm.
Tasha Ives' daughter, Sydney, died in 2009 from a brain tumor. As a mentor, she's able to speak a common language with those who've also lost a child.
You don't almost have to qualify what you're going to say.
Even when chatting or texting over the phone, St. Jude's mentors are scattered across the country. Partners rarely meet in person, which can be less intrusive for some.
They're able to have kind of this anonymity. They're not having somebody look at them with grief and pity on their face.
Tasha's husband, Dean, is also a mentor. He's found that men are less comfortable addressing emotional pain.
You learn to just listen and you ask questions like, "Do you have any other children? Tell me about them. What are they doing?"
After mentor Lisa Trumbo lost her 3-year-old son Trevor to brain cancer, she, like others, found herself with a label nobody wants.
We're more than just bereaved parents, but that's what's brought us together.
The group she never asked to be a part of is now a group of her closest friends. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.